You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, biblical law, continuing. Today, there is no tabernacle, no temple, no Levitical priests at function. Does that mean that there are no sacrifices? Are sacrifices part of a covenant that does not exist today? Because the religious leaders of today will tell you that that is the way things are. So, are sacrifices part of the covenant that we're in? Let's take a look. One of the duties of a priest is to offer sacrifices. Are there sacrifices that must be offered today? Over the past few shows, I've covered a lot of sacrifices that cannot be offered today because there's no tabernacle, temple, Levitical priesthood functioning. But just like every physical law has a spiritual aspect to it, the physical acts were there to teach us the spiritual principles. All of the sacrifices pointed to Jesus. What was a big role of the priests that were involved in this? Because every single sacrifice pointed to Jesus. 1 Peter 2:5, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So here the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be a holy priesthood, that we're supposed to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus. Are you doing that? Do you know how to do that? Did you know you were supposed to do that? 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you might proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Have you been called out of darkness into light? Did you know that you were a royal priesthood, supposed to be a holy nation? Do you know what holy even is? Don't neglect these things. These are your duties as believers in the Messiah, Jesus. We're a royal priesthood, a holy priesthood. And since priests offer sacrifices, what kind of sacrifice have you been offering? You're commanded to do it. Have you done it? Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. This is not something that's too hard. God says it is reasonable. Do you even know what holy is? I asked that question. Let me ask it again. Because most people don't. Spiritual principles of sacrifices are in force and binding on all of us today, even though the physical sacrifices can't legally be performed today. But that doesn't relieve you of your duty of the spiritual sacrifices. Don't defile your temple, your bodies. Offer it continuously as a living sacrifice, a holy sacrifice. You want to know how to do that? Well, chances are you can't go to your minister and ask him because he's completely ignorant on this subject. Come and worship with us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.